You are listening to an AmeriCast, a podcast series from the Americas program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. This series discusses key hemispheric topics that impact policy in the region. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes U.
I'm Steve Johnson for the Americas program. The re-election of Barack Obama relieves some anxieties over the foreign policies the United States will pursue over the next 4 years. And this is especially true for the Americas, where the past is often prologue. During the previous four, the administration advanced on trade, expanded security cooperation where it could, provided humanitarian assistance, and scaled back foreign aid where it was no longer needed. Even with new secretaries of state and defense, it's hard to imagine how U.S. policies toward the Western Hemisphere could be very different. Even more so given the higher priorities assigned to the Middle East and Asia. Let's face it, Canada, the Caribbean, and Latin America are hardly the squeaky wheels that need the grease. Still, there are two scenarios that could test U.S. policies toward our neighbors in the hemisphere, and they could play out fairly soon. One is Cuba, the other is drugs. Regarding Cuba, President Raul Castro recently announced that come January, most citizens will no longer need an exit permit to travel abroad. Because Cubans still lack most basic human rights and have few economic opportunities at home, the temptation to leave the country for good is great, and the greatest magnet for emigres still happens to be the United States. At issue is the Cuban Adjustment Act of 1966 that is known as Wet Foot, Dry Foot. Put in its present form when Cubans were escaping the island by raft, it allowed those few who made it to U.S. shores or ports of entry to stay and pursue expedited residency, which is different than how we treat other migrants. But soon Cubans, perhaps in greater numbers, will be able to travel freely and reach U.S. points of entry by land through Mexico. So does the special treatment offered by Wet Foot, Dry Foot still make sense, or will the Cuban Adjustment Act need an adjustment itself? Regarding drugs, the success of recent ballot initiatives in the states of Colorado and Washington, legalizing the possession of small amounts of marijuana for recreational use, sets up a conflict with hemispheric neighbors that have been faithful partners in regional counter-narcotics efforts. In Washington, there are hints that the Justice Department may look the other way, or if there is a legal dispute, it will be long and drawn out. Beyond our borders, some Latin American leaders, worried by the high cost of drug interdiction, have been calling for debates on legalizing not just marijuana, but easing sanctions against harder drugs such as cocaine and heroin. This is a looming headache for the White House, Departments of State, Defense, Justice, and Homeland Security, especially if our former counter-drug partners fall off the wagon. Sensing mixed signals at best, and hypocrisy at worst, they could pull back their cooperation. Now, Cuba is not the most important issue in hemispheric relations, nor the concern it was as a Soviet satellite state. But if another mass exodus occurred, it could pose a sudden migration policy dilemma for the United States. On the other hand, drug trafficking is behind the hemisphere's most pressing public safety threat. Approaching it the wrong way could make matters worse. Coming to grips sooner rather than later makes the most sense. I'm Steve Johnson for the Americas program.
Thanks for listening to this AmeriCast from the Americas program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. For more analysis from the Americas program at CSIS, including our latest audio, video, and publications, subscribe on iTunes U, visit americas.csis.org, or download the CSIS iPhone app.